Josh, hope you're doing well. Doing well. I was sort of curious, when you look at the Dolphins' defense, the guys up front sort of stand out, and I'm curious how they put stress on opposing offense. Talking about guys like Stark, Mitchell, Audric, and the ends, of course, we all know about.
Yeah, this is it's definitely a good it's a good defense, and I think their front definitely gives gives you a lot of cause for concern. They definitely created some negative situations for us last season, and it's a very active front. They do you know, a good job of getting in gaps and create penetration in the running game on early downs. They stunt and use their packages aggressively when they pressure, and those guys, you know, move, and it's hard to get a beat on them when they do that too. And then when you get into some of those longer yardage situations, you know, whichever four of them are in there rushing the passer at the same time, you know, everyone's got a difficult matchup because they can all be productive as pass rushers. So, you know, we're definitely going to have to do a good job of taking good care of the line of scrimmage and trying to eliminate those opportunities for them. But we know it's going to be a great challenge for us on Sunday.
Josh, how do you and Coach Googe come up with, when you're looking for the proper offensive line combination, the five guys who maybe work well together as opposed to the five best pure offensive linemen, how much does that weigh in your world?
Well, I think you have to consider everything. You know, you always try to consider, you know, talent. You want to consider chemistry, you know, cohesiveness. And it's, you know, whether that's the skilled unit working together in the passing game, the offensive line working together in the running game, or protections. The tight ends and tackles have to do a lot of working together. I mean, there's a lot of groups that I would say that falls, you know, that falls under the same category. And ultimately what we're trying to do is find the most productive group. And I think that a lot of times when there's a lot of people that have earned the right to continue to be considered in that conversation, then you keep playing them. And I think that's, we have a lot of competitive situations on our offense and still on our offensive line. And, you know, and if the best thing for us to do is to play more than what we have in the lineup at the beginning of the game, then that's what we should do. Because those guys have earned it. But we've got a lot of guys who feel they can go in there and do the job, and a lot of confidence in those guys up front. And we're excited to continue to see it develop and play out. And, you know, I'm sure, like every year, there's going to be some changes and different units in there at different times during the course of the season, but we're no different than anybody else in that regard.
Hey, Josh, Tom Curran.
Hey, Tom.
How are you enjoying the Tim Wright experience so far?
Well, Timmy's, you know, I thought I was impressed last week. Just, you know, really just got him, and, you know, was able to come in there and learn enough to be able to go out there and play for us in a preseason game for 40-some snaps or whatever it was. Working hard, certainly a bright kid, and has some talent that hopefully we can utilize, and, you know, just seems to fit in good, and has a good attitude and work ethic. I'm excited about, you know, seeing what we can do going forward. You know, it's very early and we've only had really one practice, but hopefully we can build on his you know, his start, and try to add a little here and there to what he knows of our offensive system, and get our guys comfortable working together.
And a follow, I asked Bill initially about the weather. And I know that you guys don't like to spend a lot of time acknowledging the elements because it's just a fact of life. But how important will it be to measure tempo, who's sweating like a pig, and every other thing during Sunday afternoon's game, given the conditions?
Well, we'll all be sweating like that, I'm sure. I know this. It's probably not going to affect. I would say once we get into the game and we begin to play the game, ultimately we have to play the Dolphins and beat the Dolphins, and they're going to be doing the same thing. We're all going to be hot. We're all going to play the guys that are active, I'm sure. Maybe different numbers of plays per person, you know, depending on who may or may not need it the most. But that's where those decisions at the end of the week relative to the depth of your team and where you're going to carry maybe a little bit more or a little less. I mean, that's where those decisions will come in, and we'll try to make the smartest decisions to give us the best chance to play well with the guys that we have active.
Hey, Coach. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Coach, good. Thank you. The question about Gronk, having him back now for the first game, and it's the first time, obviously, all 2014. Are you keeping it simple with him in terms of expectations, or I know in the conjunction with, you know, the other changes in the offensive line as well? Is it basic, or what are your expectations?
Well, you know, Rob's been practicing, and we've been, you know, doing some different things, building our offensive system and as we go throughout the course of the year. He's been part of that. And, you know, whatever we can or are available to use him to do, however big, small, whatever the decision is at the end of the week, and he'll be ready to do it. We're not going in there, and we're going to try to do what we think is the right thing to do to win the game this week and worry about going forward next week. And that would, I would think that would basically encompass the way we would try to use all our guys. We're not, I think ultimately at the beginning of the season, you're trying to let your team go out there and be aggressive and play football and do something that they know how to do. It's, you know, rarely you're going to go out there and try to reinvent the wheel early in the season because you have a, you know, there's always some unknowns that are going to come up on opening day. Opening day is different than most other days of the year, and you're going to have to make some in-game adjustments and some changes, I'm sure, during the course of the day. So we're just going to go out there and try to put together a solid plan with all our guys and see if we can't let our players play fast and aggressive.
Josh, Bob Sosie here, and I know Tom asked you about Tim Wright, and you spoke about his qualities, and they're consistent with what we've heard from his former Rutgers teammates. But how do you try to expedite the process for him? And this is a guy who's played with a lot of different offensive coordinators in his college and pro career, including now his second this year. How can you expedite the process for a player who comes into the system, try to grasp the offense as quickly as possible?
Well, you try to get him caught up in terms of the foundation of your terminology and those kind of things. And I know he'll work real hard to do that. He has so far. And, you know, and really when you start to get into this time of the year, the focus narrows down a little bit to what you're going to do during the course of the game. So there's not quite as much volume to consider for a new person who hasn't really had a lot of extensive exposure in this system. So we'll try to, you know, do some of both, get him caught up in terms of you know, what he hasn't been subjected to yet and what he doesn't know, and then also get him ready to perform his job, whatever that may be, during the course of the game. And that would be the way we'd go with any player that comes in during the course of the season, which happens quite a few times. You kind of got to cram both ends of the spectrum in the same time.
In a follow-up regarding a guy who's been here the last year plus, and that's James Devlin, how much has he evolved, and what kind of things can he do today that maybe he couldn't do even this time last year?
James has been a really valuable player for our offense. You know, brings a tremendous element of toughness to our offense, very intelligent, dependable, a guy that you can trust in a number of different roles. He backs us up in certain areas that, you know, that he's ready to perform each week and goes out there and does his job the right way most of the time when he's out there. So, you know, he's continued to grow and learn the different things we've asked of him. He's very unselfish and doesn't, you know, he just wants to try to help the team in any way that he can. His attitude's a tremendous positive for our group, and he's one of the hardest workers on our team. So a very valuable guy for us to have in the room.
Josh, a former player of yours, Logan Mankin, said last week that there aren't too many players in the league that are on the upswing in their careers after 150 games. I was wondering what kind of evidence you could provide that would refute that with regard to Tom Brady.
Well, I think that each player is different. And I think that I've been around enough of them and for coached enough of them over the course of many years to say that some guys, you know, that never stops. I mean, they continue to try to find different ways to improve their game individually and then collectively helps our team. In this case, it would be our offense. So to me, each guy is different. The way they approach their job, how serious it is, how determined they are to get better, their commitment not only to keeping their body and mind fresh, but, you know, getting better at their craft, doing those types of things. You know, I don't think there's an age that you can all of a sudden say, well, there it is, that's the ceiling, we'll never go above that. And I certainly, you know, with any of the guys that we've had here and coached here long into their careers, I haven't seen that from any of them, including Logan or Tom.